Ah, the Emmy nominations are out, and the Academy is still mad about Mad Men, the bleak portraits of the 1960s American anti-hero, that is, Don Draper, earned a leading 17 nominations. It also has the chance to set a new record as the most honored drama in TV history.
Joining us to talk about it, Jen Chaney, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post. Hiya, Jen.
Hi, Hillary. Hi, Sean.
So some longtime viewers have been a little unhappy about recent episodes of Mad Men, but apparently the Academy is still madly in love with it.
Yes, it's absolutely no surprise to see it getting nominated again in the Best Drama category. And as you said, with 17 nominations, that and another series, American Horror Story, were the leaders of the day with that number of nominations. I think the question, though, is whether it really can be, as you just said, you know, the record breaker that wins 5 years in a row, because I think there is very, very strong competition against Mad Men in the Best Drama category. I mean, you've got Breaking Bad. You've got Homeland, which was an excellent, excellent first season on Showtime. You've got Downton Abbey, which there are many people who love Downton Abbey. So there's a lot of tough competition, so it will be very interesting to watch and see how that one evolves.
Now, let's look to the comedy side. Modern Family is the defending champ. It got another nomination, but it has some pretty stiff competition this time around, too.
It does. It was nice to see the Academy recognize some newer programs. So you have HBO's Girls in that category, which has gotten talked about relentlessly over the past couple of months. Another new HBO show, Veep, obviously of interest to Washington viewers, as that's a set in Washington, D.C., that was nominated. I think that there will be some tough competition, but I honestly think Modern Family will probably win again.
Now, PBS had almost 60 nominations. Some people are a little surprised by that.
Well, I think Downton Abbey helps in that department, certainly. They did something very interesting, which is most of us think of Downton Abbey as a miniseries, and it, in fact, competed in that category last year, but they switched it to Best Drama. And not only were they nominated there, but they scored a lot of nominations for the actors on that program as well. So I think, you know, certainly there were other PBS shows that were nominated, but Downton Abbey was probably the most high-profile one.
Who do you think are the favorites in the major acting categories?
Well, you know, in the Best Actor in a Drama category, Bryan Cranston is the defending champion there, and he's very, very good on Breaking Bad. Jon Hamm has never won for Mad Men, so that is interesting to see if whether he'll actually emerge and be able to overtake him there. You know, in the comedy categories, I'm kind of pulling for, in the actress category, for Amy Poehler for Parks and Recreation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people online were upset that didn't get nominated for Best Comedy, so I'm kind of hoping that she wins the day in the actress category.
Yeah, and apparently she's in town today shooting some Washington scenes for the show.
She is. They are here today and tomorrow shooting for the show. So we got to pull for them. They're local.
Very cool. Right. Thanks a lot, Jen. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Jen Chaney, celebritology blogger for The Washington Post.